Hello everyone, and welcome back to All Whack. Feels really good to say that. It's been a while since I've spoken to you. I have shown my face on the internet, but I haven't really spoken much. I just kind of needed a break. Went through a breakup. That sucked. Got a new job. Money's good. I moved in with my brother. We got a cat. I started a new band project with St. John. Check it out. We're called Moon Ghost. Links in the show notes, as always. And now I'm in quarantine / social distancing mode. So I don't have a job at the moment, which kind of really sucks. So please listen to the podcast and support the podcast. That's great. It's something. Support artists. We're struggling right now. Most of us don't have a job at the moment. It really does suck. But we're doing what we can. But today, I just kind of want to talk about the quarantine. Quarantine sucks. I hate it. I need to go outside. I need social interaction with people. And this is horrible. This is the worst. But I know that distancing yourself from people is good, but I hate it. That's all I can say. Really, I just hate it. It's horrible. But I did come up with a lot of quarantine activities, and I wanted to share them with you, because I feel like we all need things to do. I know I definitely need things to do, hence why I made a list of things to do. Put them on sticky notes, slapped them on my wall, took a photograph and posted it to the Instagram, because what else are you going to do, right? So, I think, like, one thing is to just stay positive through this. Depending on where you are, it's a little easier to be positive, and to depending on your situation. But I think one of the best things you can do is try to be as positive as you can. And then really take care of yourself, you know, catch up on some sleep. This is a good time for that. School is not happening. I know quite a few people who we don't have jobs right now. So catching up on sleep could be a really good thing, beneficial. And relax. Relax, dude. Just relax. Take it easy. Watch The Office again. Because we're all watching The Office before it leaves Netflix in 2021. And that's going to be a sad day. It's a really sad day. Oh, man. Stay positive. Stay positive. Another way you can take care of yourself, go for a walk. Go for a walk. Outside. Go outside. You know, when people say, you know, don't go out, don't go out, they mean don't go near large quantities of people. Go on a walk around your neighborhood. Please get outside. Have fresh air. Fresh air is good. Please do this. Order takeout from local restaurants. Please do this. Please. It's helpful. Or, like, you know, coffee shops when you go, just, like, get your coffee. And, like, go to local places. Shop local. As local as you can. If you're comfortable leaving your house. Some people are not comfortable leaving their house, which is fine. That's your prerogative. I have to leave my house. I have to. I will die here. And I don't want to do that. That's, no, no. No bueno. Don't want to do that. Take vitamins. I take vitamins. I started taking vitamin C. If you can't find vitamin C at a store, get some orange juice. Do it. It's supposed to help your immune system. Do it. Just do it. Take some vitamins. I got melatonin too, because I'm being in the house. It's only day 4 of quarantine, but being in the house, and I've gone out several times. I have gone out once per day, but being just in front of the TV, on the couch, or like, I'm dying, and I can't sleep. It's horrible. So I take melatonin, helps me sleep. That's excellent. Take care of yourself, friends. Do it. Things you can do, like, to entertain yourself. I mean, depending on who you're quarantined with and other things. I thought it'd be funny to like start a swear jar because I live with two teenagers, and I think it'd be funny to just kind of, we all swear. I live with my brother and his children, so if we all like swear, put a coin of some kind, because do something, put money in this jar, and then when we're out of quarantine, we can take that money and I don't know, go out to eat. I don't know. Set a goal for your swear jar. And yeah, when the quarantine's over, or you know, when we can go do things again, take that money and do something. Or you can just save it. It's your money. I'm not gonna tell you how to what to do with it. You do whatever you want. Do whatever you want, friends. You can redecorate your room. I've done this a couple of times already. And again, it's only day four. But I've already done this a couple of times. I've vacuumed a lot. I've done laundry. You can do laundry. Get some chores done. Clean the kitchen. And really just clean your space. Declutter your phone. There's so much stuff that's just on your phone that you probably don't use. Declutter it. Get rid of all of it. You don't need it. You know? Get rid of it. Just delete it. The delete button is right there. Support artists. I already touched on this a little bit, but support artists. So, if you have a friend that's in a band, or you have a friend that does whatever, or you do something and you know people who do the same thing or similar things, support them. Yay! Just by listening to my podcast, you're supporting me. You're fueling the podcast. That's amazing. Also, me personally, hi, I'm Jackie, for those of you who do not know. I wrote a poetry book, and that's available for purchase on Amazon. Will also be in the show notes. Very helpful to me. I am very grateful that you want to read or listen to me. That's amazing. I thought about doing like a podcast version of my audio, or like, you know, audiobook. I think that'd be fun for that. Nothing fancy, it's just me. And then I can like, I will give you live commentary. Because I read it now and I'm like, this is hilarious because it's super dramatic. Some of it's really dark and it's just dramatic and really funny to me. Which might be weird, but I don't care. That's how I feel about it. So finish it. You know what it is that you need to finish. So finish it. That's all I have to say about that. Call a loved one. So I, you know, like my grandma's. I'm not gonna go see them for a few weeks. And one of my grandmas, who we call Busha, she lives right down the road from me. And she's been in Arizona for 6 or 8 weeks. I forget. It is a long time. And now I won't get to see her for, you know, 2 to 8 more weeks, which is sucks. But I'm not gonna endanger her. I'm not so much worried about myself, but I do know it's not about me. It's about Busha. Don't harm Busha. And my brothers. Both my brothers have horrible respiratory problems. And I do too, but theirs are horrible. Like, meh. My little brother's had pneumonia a couple of times in his life. So I'm like, I'm just not gonna touch you, dude. At all. You can FaceTime and Skype people. So, like, your parents, your friends, people who are, like, mega paranoid will not leave their room. Won't even explore the rest of the house. You know who you are. But I mean, FaceTime and Skype those people. Check in with your friends and just, you know, ask, how are you doing? This sucks. I miss you. There's no work. This is horrible. I feel you. 'Cause same. You can take pictures. If you do go outside, I mean, take pictures of your walk or, you know, the coffee that you got. Now is the time to post on your Instagram story all the cheesy shit you do not usually want to post. And I already have. And it is liberating. I can tell you this. Do it. I will watch your Instagram story and I will message you that you have all of the courage in the universe because I love it. It's amazing. You can play card games and board games. I have a few of those. Those of you who really know me, you know that I carry a deck of cards with me. I'm not going to disclose the theme of the cards, but if you know, you know. And you're the true homies. You know who you are. Love you guys. I miss you. I miss you all so much. Oh man, this is horrifying. Moving on. So another idea that I had, because I just like to be crazy sometimes, but I'm like, oh, you know, like, get dressed up like you're going on a date night, and then, like, Skype somebody, you know? Like, if you're not quarantined with your significant other, or, like, you're both too paranoid about stuff, or you just, like, want to pull a prank on somebody, and just like, oh my god, I'm so excited for our date, and they're like, what the hell? Dude, I'm just watching The Office, and I'm already drunk, and it's like, wow, you ruined our date already. That sucks. You can practice your makeup, too. I mean, that's what I do. I just get really bored. I'm like, I haven't touched this palette in 3 years. Does it still work? Holy shit, yes it does, and that blue is powerful. Then I wipe it off my face, and my eyelids are stained blue, but luckily I'm in quarantine, so nobody will see. It's great. It's excellent. It's amazing. Then you've got your usual, you can write stuff, you can read stuff, you can watch movies, watch The Office specifically, you can play music. If you're with people, do some karaoke. There's some great selections on YouTube, and like, the best part is, nobody will give a shit if you're bad at it. You know, it's great, because they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to be mad about this. We're all in this together, okay? High School Musical. Another one. Organize, dude. Again, this is one I've done so many times. It's only day four. You know how many times I've cleaned my room? So many times. As soon as something touches my floor, it's off the floor. It doesn't even get to the floor. That's how bad it is right now for me. Another one. Treat yourself. I'm looking at the sticky notes that I slapped on my wall, and I don't really know what I meant by this, but I'm assuming if you want to do some online shopping, like, do that, man. Do it. Hope it doesn't come from China. That's all I can say. Treat yourself. Go on a walk. Get your coffee. Do it. Get your dinner from Silver City to go. Do it. Because it's freaking delicious. But you have to drive there, so just know that you have to do that. Another one. Listen to some podcasts. Hey, you're already doing it. Congratulations. Amazing. Following my tips already. Excellent. Okay, so I've got some recommendations for you on some books, movies, music, and podcasts. So if you need some literature, Warm Bodies by Isaac Marion is amazing. It's so good. It's my favorite book of all time. Cody, you better be reading that shit right now. I mean, not the second because you're listening to the podcast, but read that, please, and then give it back. Lysol it before you give it back, though. Milk and Honey is a poetry book. So those of you who like to read but not like long novels or long books, it's just poetry. It's a collection of poetry. Another collection of poetry, Everything I Felt by yours truly, Jacqueline Fix, available on Amazon. Greatly appreciate it. The Fault in Our Stars, cliche, but justified. It's amazing. It's really good. You'll cry. You'll laugh. You'll cry more. It's amazing. It's so good. The Hunger Games, because, like, that's on theme, right, of the world. I have to go steal that from my brother, though. I'm going to read all of them. It's going to happen. Oh, man. Plus, a new one is coming out in May. I think it's May. April or May. There's a new Hunger Games book coming out, and I think it's the 10th Hunger Games. So, I'm definitely going to read that. Final book recommendation. Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Excellent book. Daisy, if you're listening, please read this book. I have it. I will give it to you to read. It's amazing. Please read it. Movies. I tried not to do things that are on streaming services, you know, like Disney Plus or Hulu or Netflix. I tried. I don't know if any of these are on here. I know for a fact some are not. But my first one on the list is Alice in Wonderland. And That's probably on Disney Plus, but really, I that movie doesn't really make any sense. And nothing right now makes sense. So it, maybe that's the on-theme movie. So awesome. I like to laugh, so I've got Wayne's World 1 and 2 on my list. Highly recommend. If I've ever spoken to you and you asked me for a movie recommendation, I guarantee you I've said Wayne's World. No doubt in my mind. I swear to you, that's what I said. Another great one, Dude, Where's My Car? This one, it's so good. I highly recommend. It's hilarious. It's a great stoner movie. It's awesome. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Dude, I love Tim Burton, and this one is classic. Michael Keaton, nobody else could be Beetlejuice, except for Michael Keaton. Like, no, nobody else. That's all I'm saying. And then the Studio Ghibli movies. I just found those at Walmart, and they were hella cheap on Blu-ray, and I got three of them. So I have Howl's Moving Castle, Kiki's Delivery Service. Beautiful film. Beautiful. And My Neighbor Totoro. And I haven't watched that one since I was a small child, so I will need to view that and enjoy it once again. Those are my movie recommendations. So again, I know the Studio Ghibli movies are not on anything, I think. They might be on Amazon Prime, but I doubt it. But I know they're not on Netflix, they're not on Hulu, and they're not Disney movies, so that's all I'm saying. Music. These are bands I've been into so much lately that I'll just kind of listen. So Arctic Monkeys, definitely. I love the Arctic Monkeys. They're amazing. The Smiths. I'm so baffled that some people don't like the Smiths, but I get it. But also maybe I'm just psycho and like I don't know. I definitely think Morrissey has killed some people, but I can't prove it. I cannot prove it. Wallows, excellent, mellow, wavy sound. And then the Regrets. They're just amazing. They're great to dance to, which is another activity you can do, is dance. That's good exercise. It'll get your blood pumping. It'll definitely make you drink some water, which you should be doing. Drink some water right now if you haven't. Definitely drink some water. Stay hydrated, man. This is a great time to stay hydrated. Wash your hands and stay hydrated. Joe, you coming at you. So that's my music recommendations. I could go on and on about that, so I definitely wanted to cut that one short. Then some podcast recommendations that I have. Armchair Expert is fantastic. It's a podcast done by Dax Shepard, and he has different celebrities on, so when you look at his episode titles, it's like Armchair Expert and then with and then whoever the celebrity is. So he's got like Matthew Lillard and Seth Green. He had Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I mean, he's had so many people. Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher. Such fantastic people. So definitely check that one out. It's great. It's amazing. Then, if you're like me and you're obsessed with The Office, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey have a podcast about The Office, and it's called Office Ladies, and they talk about every single episode of The Office. It's still pretty new. They're only on season two, so you have plenty of time to catch up. I think their podcast comes out every Wednesday. So, if you love The Office, definitely check. That's a nice one because they talk about like behind the scenes that happen and they have guests on. I just listened to one. They had Creed and Creed Bratton. Like, that's his real name, is Creed Bratton. It's amazing. And he does music and all of that. It's excellent. Then, my final podcast recommendation for you, other than my own, All Whack. All Whack podcast. Definitely check out the rest of the episodes. But Books Unbound. So I really like to read. I haven't read in quite a while, so I mean this quarantine thing might be kind of good. I can read more. I'll try. But Books Unbound. There's a girl that I like to watch on YouTube. Her name is Ariel, and she talks about books and ponders heavy questions, and it's quite grand. And then you know her and another girl, Raylene. They do this podcast and they talk about books. It's literally all about books. It's awesome. Highly recommend. Those are all my recommendations for books, movies, music, and podcasts. If you have any for me, though, like, don't hold out. Don't hold out on me, man. Like, come on. Please. I need things to do. Please. I'm begging you. All right. Moving on. Moving on. My sticky notes over here are telling me to drink water. Yes. Do this. Ooh, I like this one. I wanted to do this one. So if you have elderly people in your family or close family friends or, you know, just people who you know you shouldn't go see right now because obvious reasons, you can write them a letter and mail it to them. I think that would be amazing. It would bring back, the mail services are still running, and it would just bring back some classic amazingness. And it feels so good to write to people, because you can, like, write meaningful shit and mail it away. And if it's your grandma, you know it's going to end up on the fridge. You know that it will. And it is an honor to be on your grandmother's fridge. And you know this. Don't deny it. You know that it is an honor. It is in my family. Especially my dad's side of the family, because there's a lot of children on that side of the family. I guess with my mom's family, there's a lot of children too. Yeah. It's an honor. Anyway, I'm just saying. Here's one for my nerdy people out there. Do some research. Because, you know, as I sit here and I contemplate shit, I'm just like, huh. Random factoid in my mind. I wonder if this is true. Google it. The internet's still working, thank God. Oh, man. What would I do if there was no internet? Oh, man. I'd probably just sleep a lot. No. Don't even think about it. Stay positive. Stay positive. Oh, man. But yeah, do some research. So, like, I have a dictionary, and I thought about just, like, reading a word a day, you know, and try to use it that day. See what happens. But I don't talk to a lot of people right now, so I don't know. Updates coming soon. Ooh, I like this one too, because this is one I would have done as a small child. Look for change around the house. Save that shit. So then when this quarantine is over, you never know. You may have found like $10. And that'll, if you go to Dutch Bros, man, and you get a coffee, and then you're almost done with your punch card, and you get another coffee, another coffee with that $10. You get three coffees, man, and you're almost done with your punch card. You could get a free coffee out of that. I only say this is because I'm three punches away from a free beverage at Dutch Bros. So, highly recommend doing that. Oh, yeah, and, like, just a bonus tip of in general life. If anywhere has a punch card, you get that damn thing. You get it, okay? I have one to Hilo's. I never go there, but I have a punch card for there, and I have two punches on it. And I intend to fill that one day. But I need worthy people to go to Hilo's with. Because you don't go to Hilo's with just anybody. I'm just saying. It's a thing. Trust me. It's a thing. Order from Hilo's. Order from Silver City. Where else? Live a Latte. Those are local places. What are not chains? Simply Sublime. I don't know if they're open, though. Double check these things. I know Live a Latte and Silver City are open. I know Hilo's is open too for the time being. They're all doing to go. The Coffee Oasis. This is if you're in the Kitsap area. If you're in Seattle or some shit, I don't know. I heard nobody's on the streets there, so don't go outside. I don't know. This is if you're in my area. If you're not in my area, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Google some local places and shop there. That's great. Co-op. There's like the Kitsap Co-op or something. Go there, dude. I know they have a co-op in Olympia, too. If you have a co-op in your town, go, bro. What you doing? Go to it. Call ahead. Be like, hey, y'all open? Cool. I'll see you in a bit. Do it. Shop local, guys. Do it. I'm just repeating myself over and over again. Another one I have on here is play with Milo, and that's my cat. If you have pets, play with your pets, dude. They don't know what's going on. They have no idea what's going on. Take your dog on a walk if you're going to go on a walk. Take your dog. Just do it. Play with your cats. My cat does not go outside, so I have to play with him inside. And he, or he will destroy the couch. So we have to play with him. Play with your pets, guys. That's all I can say. So they don't destroy your furniture. Those are all, we did it, guys. That's all. That's all you can do during the quarantine. Nothing else. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. If you actually think of other stuff to do, like, let me know so I can put on a sticky note and put it on my wall, because I will let this grow and then I'll check it off. I'll write when I did it, when I did these things. And if you have recommendations for anything, stuff to do, books, movies, music, podcasts, TV shows, different things like that, please let me know. I need stuff to do. Support artists. Support everybody. Support all beings, because we're all struggling. We're all in this together. High School Musical. I have to quote it, you know. And so, you know, I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry that I'm awkward on the first podcast back. This is an easy topic, and I thought it'd be a good lean in to starting back up with the podcast. I have no idea what I'll talk about. I'm just kind of going with it. I'm going with the flow, guys. That's what I'm doing. That's all I can do right now. Man, it's been a while. But hey, I hope everybody's staying safe and healthy, and I mean, stay safe and healthy. Please do this. All right, everybody. Stay groovy, and I'll catch you next time.